Imagine you want your students to tell a story, whatever that story might be. Does it always have to be textually based? Could it include imagery? Could it be done as an audio file? If the answer is yes, then you might want to consider You Tell Story. It doesn't just have to be about fictional stories and the kind of stories that you might write within English lessons. It could be a story which is sharing thoughts on a particular topic. It could be explaining a particular subject. And even in science, the description of how you did an experiment. It could be a portfolio of work that you've been doing. Or it could be within art or design, the stages that you took in order to arrive at a finished product. You Tell Story can help you do that, and it produces and it works by producing a presentation, in essence, similar to the slides that you get within PowerPoint. But the ease with which you can create those slides and the fact that they're online mean that you get several advantages. When you create an account, and you do need an account in order to do so, when you create your first story, you're offered a blank slide. You can customize that in different ways and create background styles and transitions as you would expect to be able to do, but you can add different elements. So the first thing you can do is to add an image, and it makes it really easy to do that. You can upload your own images. If you have an URL of an image, you can use that, or you can search on Flickr, and very helpfully it allows you to search for Creative Commons images only. You can also add just plain text slides or video slides. So if you've got a URL of a YouTube or Vimeo video, you can just stick that in and it pops it straight in for you. You can then add textual description to go with the image, a narrative if you will. But quite importantly, you can also add audio to the slide, and it allows you to add up to 60 seconds of audio. So you get that in addition, and that can be really powerful for students for whom writing might not be such a particular strength. You can save your presentation as you go and preview it in at any point. And when you're ready and happy, you click on the publish button, and then it's available to other people. You can send them the link, or they can use an embed code, and you can pop it into school websites and things like that. And the only kind of limitations you get in the free version are on size, the amount of storage space that you've got for your uploaded files and uploaded audios. You can upload audio too, I forgot to mention that. And the number of slides you have and the amount of audio and that kind of thing. So there are limitations. But there's also an educator's version, which is a paid-for version, and that allows you to manage your classes as well. So that might appeal.